Talking Adelaide with Will Goodings. Call 8223-0000 now on 5AA.
We're in the news hour for the next 5 or so minutes. One of the big stories that's really taking place right across the world today involves eBay asking its 145 million registered users to change their passwords following a hack that compromised a database containing encrypted passwords, customer names, and indeed a whole host of other personal data. Stilgherrian is our IT commentator and our IT security expert. Stilgherrian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Will.
This hack took place, as I understand it, in late February and in early March. However, yes, it's only been detected in the last fortnight. Is there a bit of a chance that this is a case of closing the gate after the horse has bolted?
Well, it is. Bad guys have had potential access to this data for some weeks now, a couple of months. The sad fact is that's actually typical with these big hacks. Around two-thirds of all data breaches, as they're called, the organisation in question doesn't find out for months, as opposed to weeks or even just days. And quite often, they only find out about it accidentally. Someone else tells them, like law enforcement tells them, or a contractor comes in to work on something else and says, by the way, I've found something stinky down in here. Although, you know, they did discover it earlier in May, is their official statement, and they've taken the last couple of weeks to make sure they know exactly what did and didn't happen, and I'm guessing too exactly how to explain that to us to come across best in the media. We seem to be giving them a hard time anyway, because in the grand scheme of things, if all 145 million or so user records have been stolen, that makes this one of the top five hacks of all time by volume.
Wow.
Although the good news in part is that people's credit card details, if they bought or sold via credit card on eBay, the credit card details haven't been exposed, so they believe. But in a sense, what has gone is far more important. It's people's names, their physical address, phone number, email address, the encrypted password, which maybe that can be decrypted, but it looks like eBay, from what I'm hearing, has done that right, but also date of birth. And once you've got someone's name, address, date of birth, and phone number, you can start convincing other organisations that you are that person. That is, you can do an identity theft.
So what sort of nefarious use can you imagine that access data being put to? What would someone be after? What would their intent be in acquiring that sort of information?
You could phone their telecommunications provider and ask for the bills to be sent to another address. Then you've got the physical copy of the bill, so you can use that as however many points of identification. And because you're building up more and more knowledge of that person, you can start to sound more convincing when doing your identity theft and build it up to the point where you can, say, take out a credit card account in their name or something like that. So it's the fact that it's that highly personal information. I mean, you can change your password, and as eBay says, change your password today. If you've used eBay ever, change your password today, but you can't change your date of birth. And, you know, it's hard to change your name and street address and phone number.
Is part of the problem with something like eBay that there are so many people that have had contact with it and used it, but I imagine there's a large population of dormant users who have probably bought one or two things, haven't used it in years, and won't even know. Right,
I'm one of them.
And who would, for people that aren't seeing these stories or watching this stuff or logging in regularly, they'll never know.
Well, you know, that's right. Now, eBay say they're going to email everyone. I have yet to see that email, but they say they're going to do it. Admittedly, it's less than 24 hours since this has become public. But I also think they've had, you know, 3 weeks to get their ducks in a row about this. And to be honest, I think they were only moved to release the information today because someone browsing their website last night, Australian time, noticed that they'd started to put up a blog post telling people to say, change your password, but it just had filler information as if it was just a draft and it was going to come later. So they were, I think, forced into to going public with it today, and they weren't quite ready for it.
Just quickly then, Stilgherrian, before I let you go, is this the sort of breach then that we'll see security improved, or is it simply managed and these sorts of things are unfortunately just inevitable in for a business this large?
Look, it is the latter, unfortunately. Getting security right is difficult. You have to get it as a defender. You have to get it right every single time. The bad guys only have to get it right the once. To get in. But, you know, it happens. They are responding. It's a constant arms race, and this is just the way things are in the modern world.
Stilgherrian, appreciate your insight. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Will, anytime.
That's IT commentator and security expert Stilgherrian on the eBay hack that potentially has seen nearly 150 million users' information access, names, physical addresses, phone numbers, not necessarily passwords and credit card data, but indeed enough to cause a bit of trouble. Time for news. Back in a moment.